You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.tv. Enjoy.
People to register their living room, become a house of glory, become a place, an overflow of revival. Your home, your living room, if you're watching right now, information is on the God TV website on how you can get a direct link, linked up to the Holy Ghost, linked up to the power of God, and bring it into your home or even your church building. And it's an extension. How many of you know it's an extension? The world is watching what's happening in Tonga. The world is praying for revival in South Africa. The world is praying. They're praying with us for an outpouring. And they want the fire too. Pastor, I believe that we just need to keep the fire burning. I don't know about you, but we want more. Amen. How many people want more? We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. You're watching. We're not done. We're going to go not only all next Wednesday through Sunday. We're going to be here this Wednesday through Sunday. But we're now extending another week indefinitely into the month of May. Come and get on a plane, train, bus. Doesn't matter where you're watching. Yes, we will be here in Tonga. We will be in South Africa. The fire is burning. Come and join us. We have now made the decision, not only next Wednesday through Sunday are we going to keep going, but the week after that, Tuesday through Sunday, we're going to keep going. We're just going to take a break tomorrow and Tuesday. We've been going for 25 nights straight. My wife and I are going to rest in the Lord. People, partners, friends, you've been praying. Thank you, thank you. We're going to rest in the Lord Monday and Tuesday. We're going to give time for the team and staff and all the people working in revival to get recharged on Monday, Tuesday. And we're going to come back on Wednesday. And I'm telling you right now, the word of the Lord already for this Wednesday, we're going to have a miracle service and pray for every person in the building. I don't know what's going to happen, but Wednesday night I'll pray for everybody in the building. I do know I have a word from the Lord. It's about recovering all. It's about restoration. And it's about getting all our stuff back. Everything that the devil stole from us, it's coming back. That's the anointing on Wednesday night. That's the anointing on Wednesday night. Don't miss it. You're going to come back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then we're going to take another break on the Monday. And then we're going to go all week again here in Tonga. This revival is just getting started. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. Over 6,000 decisions for Christ. Hallelujah. How many of you got pretty stirred up talking about Pentecost? How many of you got pretty stirred up about the word of the Lord tonight? I don't know about you, but I said, God, I'm so hungry. I'm hungry today. After 25 days, I think I want revival today more than I did 2 weeks ago. Whew. I believe that we can sow tonight into the vision. Come on, we could sow into revival. How many of you are sowing? You believe in God for a breakthrough? You believe in God for a breakthrough? You believe in God for a breakthrough watching right now? You believe in God for a breakthrough? You're saying, I want this in my church, my city, my ministry. I'm telling you, let's sow into what God is promising this nation. Let's sow into what God is saying to the world. And because this fire that's here is live to the nations. It's coming out of what's happening in South Africa. And we're going to see it go around the world in the coming weeks and days and months and whatever. I'm telling you, hallelujah. But let's pray about giving tonight. Let's ask the Lord. There's no greater investment that you could ever make than sowing into Hindus and Muslims and people that don't know Jesus coming to the altars every night to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. I mean, you're sowing into the glory of God. You're sowing into the power of God. There's not a dollar amount that you can put on the price of a human soul. Oh, and the countless tens of thousands, millions even, that are able to watch live every day, potential. 755 million people, potential, could be reached in 214 nations watching this broadcast. Anybody that has internet can get it. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you can get on the internet, you can go to God.tv and watch revival. Plug somebody in. I'm telling you, it's an amazing tool. How many of you, before you came to the revival tonight, saw it on God.tv? Can you just put your hand up? Anybody? Just wave at me if you've been watching. If you've been watching. Wow. Hallelujah. There's people watching in their homes. More people watching in their homes. They don't have to come with all the crowds, and they can watch in the comfort of their living room. Hallelujah. But we're saying come out. There's something about being under the corporate anointing, something about being in the atmosphere. We're going to receive an offering, so I want you to prepare an offering. I want you to pray about it and just ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to give? And if you're watching and you're blessed by what you're seeing coming into your living room and into your home every day, consider being a part of what God's doing right now, and you can do that in several ways. There's a telephone number on the screen right now. You can pick up your telephone, call in and say, I want to give $1,000. I want to sow into souls. I want to give $100. I want to sow something into the harvest. I'm believing God for a breakthrough. I'm watching revival. It's coming into my home. I'm blessed by this. Thank you, Wendy, Rory, God TV. Pick up the phone and just call now, or the information is on the screen. You can give, donate on the website tonight. But would you join us in the offering? I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward right now. Could the usher just come and stand? We're going to pray over the offering. Just talk to your husband, talk to your wife, and I'm going to tell you, husbands, do what your wife wants to do. I don't know about you, but every time I ask my wife about giving, she wants to give twice as much. Every time I talk to my wife about giving, she wants to add another zero. And so go ahead and add another zero and just reach into your pocket and just reach into your purse, hallelujah, and double your offering. We're in the balcony. Prepare your offering tonight. And thank you for giving and responding. Even as you're watching, we're going to worship the Lord in just a moment with our giving. When I come back, we're believing God for the greatest release of miracles and healing tonight, not only on television and media, but cell phones. We ask people to bring their cell phone tonight. We ask people in churches around the world, in living rooms around the world, we want you to have a cell phone. Because in a few moments, we're gonna begin to pray and release healing. It's going to be an explosion of healing. And if you've never been in a cell phone healing miracle service, get ready. If you've never been in a service where the preacher has asked you to get out your telephone and call somebody somewhere in the world that's sick so we can pray with them from the revival that they're going to receive healing. We're going to do that in the auditorium, and we're inviting people in their homes and living rooms around the world. You're going to have your cell phone. And we're saying it's a healing explosion tonight. Kratos, dunamis, power. Some of the greatest miracles are going to happen tonight as we call sick people. Get ready. But let's pray. Father, we thank you for this offering we're about to receive. Multiply every seed that we're about to give. Use it for your glory. God, we thank you for this offering. We thank you for moving on the hearts of churches and ministries, businessmen and businesswomen that want to sow into revival in Africa. Thank you for touching many of our friends and partners around the world watching nightly, sowing into revival in Africa. Just sow into revival. Sow into the harvest. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you as you give.
You know, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Beloved, please don't just sit there. Right now, we need your help. You heard the word there. He has our heart as God TV. Brother Todd has shared it accurately. Quickly go to the phone. Fergus, we have phones available around the world.
In every one of our call centers, sir, where you see the telephone number on your screen, there's somebody there to take your call.
So we need to hear from you right now. And if you don't want to pick up the phone, you can go online. It's actually much easier online. It's Sunday night tonight. You might be watching this on Monday. Our God TV distribution from Jerusalem to your home, around the nations of the world, we pay for it every day anyway.
Yes, sir.
So the good news is, while you and I, Wendy, and everyone else on the ground, the God TV team, the Fresh Fire team, are all resting on Monday and Tuesday and getting ready for Wednesday live here in Tongod, we can make our distribution work.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow and on Tuesday. And so Wendy and Todd will pick out the best program, and I think tonight might be one of them. So tomorrow night, it'll be replayed tomorrow night with some inserts and wonderful updates. There's a little VT the teams have been preparing, videotape of what's been happening on the streets during the morning. So Monday, Tuesday, you'll still be getting live. You might have seen it before, but I'm telling you, it's still going to touch your life.
Which means somebody can open their living room up on a Monday or on a Tuesday and welcome friends into their
home. Exactly. So we're resting, we're praying, seeking the Lord. Something is coming. It's the tsunami of glory, as we heard. I witnessed with what he said earlier tonight. Now, listen, Saint, it's $160,000 a week.
That's about 100.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
100,000 pounds, just a little over.
Yeah, so if you think about it, the price of television, and that's now 6 to 8 hours of revival, healing revival television, whatever you want to label it, from here into your homes. It's available 24 hours a day on the web. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to do something tonight.
Sir, you mentioned earlier the opportunity of a businessman. Now, then, last time when we've hosted revival events like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, business guys and girls, God is prospering you.
Amen.
Or you know he's going to prosper you, and you need to sow seed. You need to, this is good ground.
And what a harvest they'll be reaping.
Listen, if we can cover the daily cost of this thing, and I'm telling you, we are stepping out in faith. So, Saint, I pray you're on the phone right now. This is not about money. This is about Jesus. It's about bold proclamation.
Amen.
Listen, I don't think it gets much bolder than that.
Or bold. Truer.
Come on. Listen, we've got our Bibles. We're studying our Bibles. But I don't know about you, but I am hungry for fire. I'm hungry for power. I want to walk as I fly through airports, as I travel from A to B. I want to be in a greater level of witness power. We have a vision that your living room, that
yes.
you in your home, with your friends, your family, your neighbor, your loved one, right into your workplace will bring the fire of revival. And some of you have been called to up and overturn whole nations.
So, sir, it would only take, I say only, it would only take 160 families a week sowing $1,000. Surely there are families out there that could stand with us with a sacrificial gift, which would allow more blind eyes to be opened, more of the desperate to be
Amen.
Made well.
Listen, it's in your hand, beloved. You either do something or you don't. Now's the opportunity. We love you. God
we
will make
you.
A way. But you can partner with Jesus, and we'd love to hear from you. So let's join this amazing David Fitzgerald.
We love him.
The Fresh Fire guys here. Let's just focus on Jesus. Much, much more coming on this Sunday night from Tongaat.
Oh.
Fergus, this is the first time that you've been to South Africa.
Yes, sir. After many years, I have fallen in love with this place.
You're flying back tomorrow to England.
I fly back tomorrow.
Plymouth Revival Center.
Oh, we have wonderful news to share in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
We have seen extraordinary favor. For all those who are watching, I know in Plymouth who are expectant of what the Lord is doing, I believe great things are going to happen in that city, sir.
Well, very good. Thank you for being here. Go home and carry on getting everything ready in
Thank
Plymouth,
you,
the southwest of Devon. I tell you something, God's going to do something powerful there.
Amen.
It's coming up. Keep praying, keep standing, keep sowing. Thomas Robinson from India, our regional director, is coming out to join Marcel, so he'll be with us on Wednesday. It's going to be a fantastic time.
Fantastic.
But let's join the platform here. Let's join Brother Todd Bentley, and let's get some fire.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Call the number. We want to hear from you.
Sing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes, Lord. Woo! Yes, Lord. Tell him, yes, Lord. You can be seated. Oh, we're getting ready for another wave. You're just joining us tonight. Healing Awakening South Africa. Get ready. It's going to be a release of God's presence and power. A healing explosion tonight all over the earth. When I say all over the earth, it's because we're going to speak the healing word, not only into the television, it's going to come into your home, but we're going to speak the healing word over cell phones. I'm telling you right now, your cell phone can become an extension of the presence and power of God that's moving in this place for healing and miracles. It's like an apron, a prayer cloth, hallelujah, that we can anoint with oil and we can speak the healing word, and it's going to be released. The power of media, hallelujah. Technology today. Jesus is using Facebook. Jesus is using Twitter. He's using social media. He's using cell phones. He's using television. He's using technology all over the world to reach people with the gospel. Hallelujah. And I remember the first time about 10 years ago, God spoke to me in a service. I was preaching in Texas. Hallelujah. Texas, if you're watching, Texas is a nation to itself. Hallelujah, I'm telling you. I was preaching, yes, in America, in Texas, and I was in a service at a conference, and the Spirit of God spoke to me to have everybody that was in the service believe God that the same anointing being released for miracles and healing in the building could be released when we spoke the healing word on a cell phone. And I had never done it before. And I said, God, that's like praying over prayer cloths. You know, it's the modern day. And I asked everybody I said, who has a cell phone? I said, anybody have a cell phone tonight? And people put their hands up. And I said, we're going to do something in faith. Get out your cell phone and look up somebody in your address book that's sick. Somebody that you know, friend, family, neighbor. And I said, call them on the telephone. When you get them on the phone, bring them to the altar. And I'm going to pray with you. And we're going to believe God for a miracle. And the first time that it happened, we might have had 50 people come forward, and they had their telephone in their hand. Some of them were jumping up and down, weeping, crying, because people on the other end of the cell phone were receiving miracles. I mean, people that had stroke, deaf ears opened, blind eyes. I mean, every kind of condition. People were testifying about the miracles that were happening on cell phones. And so tonight, I just believe there's going to be a release of God's power, the healing word, an explosion of healing power, and we're going to get radical in our faith, and we're going to do something. Maybe you're going to grab the computer. Maybe you're going to grab the television. I mean, it was ridiculous. I've watched people on TV, and they said, touch your television. And I just kind of laughed in my living room. You want me to get up and walk up to the television? How many of you have ever touched a television because a preacher told you to touch the television? Get honest about it. Anybody in the room? Anybody watching me right now? Come on, you know. And I said, get up and touch the television. People are now putting the laptop on their chest. They're just watching in their beds and putting the computer. They're streaming it. Hallelujah. And I walked up to the television one time. I was watching some preacher, and he was releasing the anointing. And I said, let's see if this works. And I walked up and I grabbed my TV and I wanted to just like, and just the power of God hit me through the television in my living room. I'm getting the Holy Ghost. The anointing is transferable. You're going to touch your television tonight and zap. You're going to touch your computer tonight. Zap. There's going to be a release of the power of God. But we're going to pray for people. I'm going to build your faith for a moment. I'm going to build your faith. I want to share just a couple of testimonies. It's going to bring an atmosphere. It's going to bring an atmosphere for the same kind of miracles to happen in this place. We've had a lot of testimonies on this platform already. Tumors, people that have been deaf, blind, got out of wheelchairs, people with kidney failure, people that are getting touched, people that are getting touched with HIV, AIDS. I mean, we've had incredible testimonies. We've seen the power of God moving, healing chronic asthma, arthritis, just about every kind of sickness and disease. And Jesus is the healer. Hallelujah. And because Jesus is here, miracles happen. And, you know, this isn't just a healing revival, though there's a lot of miracles and a lot of emphasis on praying for the sick. It's about the harvest and a harvest of souls. And miracles are what people are coming that don't know Jesus. And the reason they're coming is because of the miracles. It's like, you know, miracles happen. You know, it's just enough. The love of God. Jesus was moved with compassion. The love of God, the compassion of God is enough for healing all the time. But Jesus also used miracles and healing, demonstrating the power of the kingdom so that great multitudes would come and hear the word and be healed. And we have had great multitudes in the last 25 days come from all kinds of background, hallelujah, and they've come to hear the word of God and be healed. And the Lord is touching people and the Lord is healing people. But even more than just miracles and healing, we're hungry and we're passionate about revival and an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're praying for. We want an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to ask tonight that people in the building get ready to receive healing in your body. There's going to be miracles tonight, an explosion of God's power in the building. And there are some words that I have already, some words of knowledge. Sometimes before I come into the services, God will just start speaking to me about who's going to get healed. You know, last night I had 20 things. I wrote down 20 visions. Sometimes we'll call people out by name, last name. Sometimes I'll have open visions. I'll see people's business. Most of the time, they're healing words or dreams or visions that help me pray for people. It's like a gift of revelation and healing. And the Lord's been showing me some things tonight about some of the miracles that are going to happen. And people watching, they're going to receive in their home, hallelujah, just by watching.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Tonight, get ready for a release of the Holy Ghost, fire and power. But all over this room, we're going to believe God that in the glory tonight, just by being in the presence and atmosphere of the kingdom of God coming is why miracles happen. The kingdom of God coming is the secret. The kingdom of God is the key. The atmosphere, as it is in heaven. And so I want to build the expectation in the room because I'm believing God for the day where every sickness and every disease is going to be healed, that we're going to have the greatest release of God's glory and power and miracles. And so get ready. And if you're watching, get ready to be a part of what's happening because as God's touching you and healing you, somebody on the cell phone's getting touched and healed. We're going to ask you to pick up the telephone, your numbers on the screen. You're going to call and tell us what's happening or you're going to send us a testimony. awakening@god.tv. You could send us a healing testimony. We're going to get it in the meeting live and interactive tonight. I'm telling you, that's what I love about what God's doing. And we can be interactive with people and viewers watching all over the world. And we can get your prayer requests, put them on the altar, get your prayer request, print it out, put it on the altar. But we can get your testimony and you can pick up the telephone and link up live to what's happening in this outpouring right now and tell us your testimony. So I'm believing God tonight that there'll be thousands of testimonies of people that are getting healed, not only here, but around the world watching. How many of you know somebody that needs a miracle in their body somewhere? You want us to pray for somebody in a hospital maybe, somebody sick in another city or even nation, even another nation, family members, people that can't be in the meeting tonight, you're going to be able to reach them. You might even want to send them a text message and tell them to get ready. You might want to send them a text message and say, you better get ready tonight, Mom, because I'm going to make a phone call here when the preacher says call. You might want to get them ready. Come on, if you're watching right now, just send them a text message. Tell them to get ready. You can post something on Facebook or Twitter right now. Just tell somebody right now, I'm watching Healing Awakening South Africa. Get ready for an explosion of healing and miracles. Tell people to get their cell phone ready. Hallelujah. And let's believe God. But I'm going to pray because there's an anointing here tonight coming down like rain. It's healing rain coming down tonight. And we just thank you, Father, for this outpouring of your presence and spirit and power that we're going to see a release of your glory tonight for the sake of Jesus. For the sake of Jesus tonight, we just thank you, God, for your kingdom, the greatest demonstration of your kingdom tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I just had this one thought, and the thought I had was from the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. And I'm not going to preach tonight. I had a message already. You heard the prophetic word, Pentecost. But the Lord was speaking to me out of the Lord's Prayer about the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? What happens when the kingdom comes? And Jesus said, when you pray, the disciples came and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Really what they were saying was, how can we pray the way that you pray, Jesus, to get the results that you get? Because when you pray, you cast out devils with a word. You speak as one having authority. There's something different about when Jesus speaks. And they came to Jesus in private, and they said, teach us to pray, Lord. We want to pray like you prayed to get the kind of power and results that you got when you prayed. And the Lord begins teaching them to pray. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, Daddy, Daddy, a call to intimacy and relationship. My Father, our Father, begins with intimacy, relationship. Our Father, Abba Father, Daddy, Daddy. He says, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name means this. We enthrone God in praise. God is enthroned in praise. Literally, God inhabits or God comes down and inhabits praise. When you begin to worship and praise, the glory of God comes. God inhabits the praises of Israel. God comes down in praise. And when you have the king, you have the king's domain, kingdom, domain of the king. So when the king comes, we have kingdom. His world. His world. And Jesus said, so when you pray, pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then he said these words in Matthew 6:10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God is that the kingdom of God, the will of God in heaven, would be done on the earth now, just as the will of God is in heaven now. So what is the kingdom of God in a nutshell? The kingdom of God is as it is in heaven on the earth now. That's the will of God for you and me. Jesus said, when you pray, pray that it would be just like heaven on earth. And when Jesus said, pray that it would be heaven on earth, he said, it's not heaven on earth. Just look around. It's not heaven on earth, is it? But pray that it would be. Pray that it would be as it is in heaven. Now think about heaven for 1 minute. No sorrow, no sickness, no pain, no disease, no poverty. As it is in heaven. The will of God in heaven is the will of God for the earth. And the will of God in heaven, as it is in heaven, no sickness. As it is in heaven, no poverty. As it is in heaven, there's only joy, peace, righteousness. I mean, that's what God wants to give us. So when we pray, your kingdom come, what we're really saying is, God, let it be in my life, family, business, home, sons, daughters. Let it be just like it is in heaven. As it is in heaven in Tongat tonight, God. As it is in heaven in Durban, South Africa tonight, God. As it is in heaven in your home, in your living room, in your nation right now. Somebody needs to pray, God, your kingdom come. The domain of the king, the rule and the reign, the way that it operates in heaven on earth. That's how I want it in the room tonight, Holy Ghost. I want it to be in the room tonight. Just like it is in heaven. That's what Jesus was saying when he was teaching us to pray the Lord's Prayer. He was saying the secret to miracles. You want the kind of power to show up that shows up when I pray, casting out devils, hallelujah, with the word, then pray your kingdom come. If you can get the atmosphere of heaven, if you can get the kingdom of God in your midst, which comes in worship and praise, you're going to have his power. You're going to have his dominion. And I was preaching that message one time. And I'm not, this is the end of my message. I'm going to tell you a couple testimonies and we're going to make a shift and begin to pray. I was preaching that message one time in a meeting in Africa. And I said, heaven on earth, the kingdom of God is here. And no sickness can come. No disease, no cancer, cancer-free zone. I told the city that these crusade grounds, these are holy. And it's just like heaven. And anybody that comes onto the property, they got to leave their sickness with them. Hallelujah. They're going to come free. And I made this kingdom declaration. And I begun my meeting and we were preaching. And I shared this testimony one time, but there was a young boy, 12 years old, totally deaf in his right ear from birth, never heard a sound. And he was in the mosque praying next door. And he was a young Muslim boy. And he didn't want anything to do with Christians or Jesus. And he came out of the mosque after praying, and I was preaching in Rwanda, Africa. And as I was preaching, you know, we had 50,000 people. And as I was preaching, he had to come across the street. There was some traffic and construction. He had to come across the street. And when he did, he touched his foot, kind of touched the grass where I was preaching as he was walking by the meeting. And when he did, he felt an electricity in his right ear, and his deaf ear popped open. He stopped on the side of the road, and he screamed, came running onto the platform, ran up the stairs, interrupted me in the middle of my sermon, and he said, excuse me, but I'm a young Muslim boy, and I've been totally deaf in my right ear since I was born. When I went to pass by the crusade, I heard the music. When my foot touched the grass, an electric shock went through my ear. My deaf ear popped open, and I said, that's because there are no deaf ears in heaven. There's no deaf ears in heaven. You see, because he came into heaven. And so I started to think about that for a moment and just declaring the kingdom of God. And a young boy was in the hospital with his father with a large tumor in his leg. And they wanted to amputate the leg. I prayed for a boy last night in this very meeting that had a tumor the size of a soccer ball. It cut off the blood flow in his leg. And they brought me to the young boy, and they said, if this tumor is not healed, they're going to amputate his leg. Same thing happened in Rwanda. The boy was in the hospital. They're going to amputate his leg. The father said, I want you to remove the tumor, not amputate his leg. He said, the tumor is too big. We're going to lose his leg. And he said, well, I'm going to take my boy to a meeting. There's somebody preaching the gospel, and he believes in healing. He put his boy in the car. They drove over to the meeting where I was preaching. They got out of the car.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
The moment the boy's foot touched the ground, the tumor disappeared. There are no tumors in heaven. A young man sitting, well, he wasn't a young man, 45 years old, maybe 50, was sitting in the bar drinking, getting drunk. He had 100 tumors on his body. He had a condition, his face was covered. You could barely see his eyes. He had so many tumors on his face and all over his body, just grotesque tumors everywhere. He was sitting in the bar, a drunk, town drunk, and didn't want anything to do with Jesus. He was a Muslim, and he was drinking in the bar. And as he was drinking, the bar owner turned on the radio to the crusade. We were preaching live. And the bar owner opened up. He didn't know he opened a portal in the spirit, but something happened. He linked up by radio. And the power of God came through the radio as I was preaching and touched the man sitting on the bar and in front of everybody, including the bartender. When the power of God touched him, every tumor disappeared from his body. And I mean, he jumped in a taxi, put the taxi, the radio in the taxi on. They drove all the way over to the meeting, and the man and the taxi driver both came up onto the platform and gave their life to Jesus Christ. There's no tumors in heaven. See, when the kingdom of God comes, when the kingdom of God shows up, if somebody comes into your church in its kingdom, their cancer has to be left at the door. Their poverty, their sickness, their disease has to be left at the door. That's where we're going. I'm telling you, there's something about the manifest kingdom presence of Jesus that's going to be released tonight when we pray, God, your kingdom come. God, your kingdom come. All over this room. Maybe you're feeling even now as I'm speaking, something beginning to move in your body. Fire, burning, heat, electricity. I'm going to invite the healing presence of Jesus. And I'm going to just ask God to begin to touch people. Viewers in your home, I'm going to ask God to begin to touch people. I'm just going to pray for the anointing. And as it touches you, you may feel something physically. I mean, it doesn't have to happen, but you might feel something like burning fire, heat, electricity, vibration, as the power of God begins to move in your body. But we're just going to pray because it's the love of God. Lord, your kingdom come. Can we just ask him all over the room, Lord, your kingdom come. Father, I just pray the kingdom of God would manifest. Let it manifest in every living room. Let it manifest in every home. Your kingdom come. As it is in heaven, just like heaven, God, just like heaven. No sickness in heaven, no sorrow, no pain, no cancers in heaven. God, there's no arthritis in heaven, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. God, these conditions, as it is in heaven, I pray. God, your kingdom come right now in this place, in this room tonight. I pray that healing would begin to come into people's bodies. I pray healing anointing would begin to move in people's bodies. That all over this room, God, all over this room, there would be release like a mighty river of your healing presence and power. That it would begin to burn. A healing anointing would begin to burn in people's hands and feet. Healing anointing would come into your heart and your kidneys. Healing anointing would come into your lungs. I command your lungs to open and breathe now. I command blindness. God, I rebuke cataracts. I command glaucoma disease to be healed. I pray for blindness. I command every spirit that makes people blind. I command every blind spirit in the name of Jesus come out of the eyes. I command every deaf and dumb spirit come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit of infirmity to loose your body now. Every spirit of affliction, go. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke tumors. I rebuke pain. I rebuke affliction. I rebuke demons. demonic torment in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Spirit of God coming upon you now, manifesting the kingdom. If I drive out devils by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come upon you. God, your kingdom coming upon bodies, healing every hernia. Hernias are being healed right now. Somebody's got a hernia in their stomach. A woman in the middle of this room somewhere here has a hernia in your stomach, a hiatal hernia, a hernia that's up high in your stomach right here. And the Lord's touching and healing the hernia right now in Jesus' name. If that's you, you can stand up. God's healing you right now. He's healing you right now. Just come forward quickly. Come forward. There's an anointing in this room right now touching people. You're feeling fire, burning, heat, electricity. If you're feeling anything right now, stand up to your feet. Stay where you are, but just stand up, because all over this room, the kingdom is starting to manifest and healings are going to begin to happen right now. All over the auditorium tonight, happening in your living room. It's like burning fire coming into your body. The pain is going right now. I command pain to come out of your body. Lord, I pray for healings to begin to break out. Just healings coming. Sovereign healings right now. Sovereign miracles. Arthritis in the left hip being healed right now. Into your left leg. Healed now in the name of Jesus. Gallbladder, gallstone healing. Somebody's been suffering with gallbladder attacks, infection in the gallbladder, the pain in the gallbladder. It's healing now in the name of Jesus. Father, all over this room, we begin to release healing. And I speak to the infirmity in your body. I speak to the cancer in your body. I speak to the tumor in your body. And I command it to come out now. The arthritis, command the pain to come out of your body now. The nerves, the muscles being touched and healed. Many of you are feeling something right now. Just begin to move around. Just do something you couldn't do right now. And Father, in the name of Jesus, let the anointing increase upon each person right now. Every person that's in this room watching, it's increasing in your home right now. The power of God's touching you. Something just came off of your eye right now, like I don't know if it was a cataract, but somebody's right eye, a woman watching me, I just saw it fall off. Something fell off of your right eye. Your lens, your eyesight is coming back in the right eye in the name of Jesus. Put your hand up and touch your right eye, and something just fell off. It was almost like a small tumor. Something was growth, a growth on your eye somehow just came off of the eye lens, and like a cataract, something came out of your vision, and you're beginning to see in your right eye. If that's you and you're in the room, you can come forward. But somebody put their hand up. They touched their eye and something came off of it. And now you could see. You could see now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, if you're responding and you're in your living room watching, pick up the telephone and call us. Tell us what's happening. Better yet, if you want us to get a testimony right now, God's touching you and healing you. You're responding. I want you to send an email, awakening@god.net. or God.TV. It's God.TV, awakening@God.TV. You're watching me, send us an email. The information's on the screen. Tell us what's happening as you're watching. But these people are responding to the word about the hernia. Come on over here real quick. Optic nerve. There's a pressure on the nerve in your eye. Who is that? There's a pressure on the nerve in your eye. Who is that? Optic nerve healing. Optic nerve healing. Somebody's got a condition. It affects the nerve in your eye. And I see the Lord touching the optic nerve. Even as I'm speaking, your eyesight's recovering. Your eyesight, the pressure is coming off of your vision right now. You're going to see. The blind will see. The blind will see. Blind eyes opening now. I command blind eyes. You got a problem with your eyesight? Put your hand on your eyes. Put your hand on your eyes. Put your hand on your eyes. God's opening up people's vision. God's opening up people's eyesight right now. It's happening in the atmosphere. Eyesight is being healed and restored right now in the name of Jesus in the atmosphere. And then I saw somebody, listen to what I'm about to tell you, and I'm speaking to the room tonight, I'm speaking to the audience tonight around the world, but I'm saying I got a word about the nerves blocked in the left arm. Listen to what I'm saying. The nerves, the connectivity of the nerves that go from your left arm and your shoulder all the way to your left fingers, all the way down your arm, somehow the nerves are blocked. And they can't get the nerves to freely open so you can have the circulation and everything in your left arm. Who is that right now? If that's you watching, there's healing coming into your arm right now in the name of Jesus. The connectivity of the blocked nerves are opening and the nerves are firing. The nerves are flowing now in the name of Jesus. There's somebody in the room and it could be a stroke. I'm not asking to pray for you. I'm going to speak the word. Somebody right now in the room that has a weakness in the right side of your body, all the way down your right side. I felt heat come down the right side of your body. As the heat came down the right side of your body, all the weakness was healed. It could be stroke, but the Lord was healing you. It's happening now. Heat is moving through the right side of your body, and all the nerves and muscles are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. The right side of your body being touched and healed right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. And polyps. What are polyps? Polyps. Somebody's got some kind of pockets, like polyps inside of their stomach. Pockets. And they're like a polyps. Does that make sense? I don't even know what I'm saying. It's just coming so quickly right now that there's a healing of polyps in the name of Jesus, Father. Right now, we release the anointing into the body. I'm seeing right now, it's like an x-ray. I could see a skeleton. Hallelujah. It's like an x-ray. And the Lord is highlighting the broken ribs, several ribs that were cracked and broken on the left side of your body. But the Lord's touching something to do with the bone marrow, a bone disease right now, and osteoporosis. God's touching you right now. All the pain, the arthritis.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Coming out of your knees, both your knees, in the name of Jesus. There's somebody in the room. That's your condition right now. Lord's touching you in your bones. The arthritis in both your knees to your feet is coming out, and the Lord is touching where you broke and fractured the ribs on the left side of your body. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we release the anointing in this room tonight for miracles. Hallelujah. And we haven't even started yet because we're going to get out our cell phones in a few minutes. We're going to hear a few testimonies, and then we're going to get out our cell phones, and we're going to begin to pray for the sick, and more miracles are going to happen by cell phone and through the television. You're going to get ready to pray with me in your living room. You're going to do it too. How many people brought their cell phone to the meeting tonight? Anybody? If you brought your cell phone, put it up. If you brought it, did you bring it? Just wave at me. We need more cell phones. Hallelujah. We need everybody with a cell phone. Hallelujah. Think about somebody that you're going to call on your phone tonight, because we're going to release this anointing. We're going to speak it into the cell phone. You got it in your living? Go get it. Get it out of the kitchen. Get it. It's charging. Get it. Get ready. Hallelujah. What's happening right here?
Todd, this lady's got a hernia in her stomach. She was sat right in the middle where you
were
pointing.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
The Lord told me this hiatal hernia was going to be healed right here. Did you feel something go through your body?
It's feel hot.
You feel it? Press for the hernia. Press on
it. It's big.
Can you feel it now?
Very big.
What's happened to it? Is it shrinking?
Growing. It was growing.
Is the pain gone? Can you feel any pain? Press on it. Do you feel any pain?
No.
No pain? Did you have pain before?
Yes.
It's going to be gone. That was the word of the Lord. The pain is gone. Had a hernia. Was sitting right in the middle of the room. That was the word of the Lord. She felt heat go through her stomach. We got to just pray, God, thank you for that healing. Steve.
She also had a hernia, but when you gave the word, the hernia disappeared. She can't find it anymore.
You can't find the hernia. Where was it? Where was the hernia? You had it in your stomach.
Yes.
Did you have pain from the hernia?
Yes.
Is it gone?
Yes, the pain's
gone. It's gone.
Yes.
Did you feel something go through your body?
And I just felt a heat sensation.
You felt heat,
yes.
And the hernia is gone. Look for it. Press for it.
It actually was here.
You can't feel it.
No, I can't.
It's gone in the name of Jesus. Woo! Bam! Power of God. Hallelujah. Come on up here, Jonathan. What's happening?
Todd, this gentleman has got a problem with his optic nerve in his left eye.
And the optic nerve in the eye, do you feel something? Because I just spoke the word. The Lord told me the pressure is coming off of the optic nerve. Did you feel anything?
So far, I haven't.
Have you lost your eyesight?
Partially.
Partially. But the optic nerve is receiving healing now in the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There you go. Just keep blinking for a minute. Thank you, Lord, for the healing in that eye. Now, can you see any differently? Can you see anything at all?
Partially still.
Do you feel any sensation as I'm praying for you? Do you feel any heat or anything? No. Well, there's healing in the name of Jesus, because the word of the Lord, I just speak what I see. And what I saw was the pressure on the optic nerve being healed now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Check it again. Check it again.
Still partially.
Is it the same?
Same.
Well, it's going to be healed in Jesus' name. Amen? Come on. I had a word, and listen, it's different. When I see things in the Spirit, it's done. It doesn't mean it manifests immediately, but it's done because it's so clear. I mean, optic nerve. There was a healing of the optic nerve. Come here, Steve. What happened here?
Yeah, she's coming for the word for gallstones. She said she's actually supposed to go into the hospital for surgery to have them removed.
So they want to do a surgery. Do you have pain all the time?
Yes.
Do you have any pain tonight when you came?
Yes.
Are you in pain now?
Yes.
Would you believe the word of the Lord?
Yes.
I'm going to command in the name of Jesus, Lord, all the gallstones. I had a word about the healing of the gallbladder. Bam! In the name of Jesus. There it goes. There it goes. Next, come on over here. Come on. Hallelujah. Come here, sweetie. What happened here?
Todd, this lady's another one with the optic nerve problem in her eye.
Can you take your glasses off? You got a problem with the optic nerve.
Yes.
Have you lost your vision?
Sugar.
Is there pressure on your optic nerve?
Yes.
It's going to come off of the optic nerve right now in the name of Jesus. Power, just begin to move. I'm going to have somebody play on the keyboard just behind me, but I'm telling you right now, the pressure is coming off of the optic nerve right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can you feel anything as I'm praying, like any sensation?
It's like a pokey, that stone.
A poking. Can you see any differently? Look now. Can you notice any change in your vision at all? Do you feel the pressure still?
Sugar. It's...
Thank you, Lord, for that healing in Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Steve, what's happening here?
Yeah, she's got coming for the word for high blood pressure and diabetes.
I didn't give a word for high blood pressure or diabetes. I didn't give a word for that. Can you just put your hand up then? Put your hand up because you're here already, so you're in faith.
Pressure of the eye.
You're in faith. I don't come up. If I don't give a word for something, don't come up for it. If I say something specific, then you come forward. If I don't give a word for it or you don't feel anything, then just wait a few moments because we're moving by the anointing. Now, God will touch everybody, but right now we're moving by words of knowledge. So
I guess she came for pressure in the eye, but then she told me everything else.
It's an optic nerve. Hallelujah. But Lord, He'll honor your faith, sweetheart. He will. There you go. I just command diabetes. I want it to be gone from your body. I want it to be gone from your body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on up here. What happened to him?
This gentleman's got a problem with his arm. He can hardly use his arm at all.
Now, I said somebody was going to feel a heat move to their right side. Did you feel anything at all?
Well, I'm on the left. So it's from the shoulder.
It's the nerves that are blocked.
Yeah, the nerves, yes.
Can you feel any sensation since I spoke?
Yeah,
and he said, what do you feel?
Yeah, I can feel.
The Lord said connectivity was going to come back in the name of Jesus. Connectivity of the nerves. Power move to that arm right now in the name of Jesus. There we go. I command the connectivity of your nerves to receive healing now all the way down both arms into the legs in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would command strength and nerves to come back and connectivity to begin to flow in the name of Jesus. Just power. There we go. You're squeezing. Squeeze my hand. There we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, what are you feeling right now? What are you feeling?
I just feel sensation.
You can feel sensation.
Yeah,
it's moving because what the Lord told me was the nerves would open and they would become connectivity in the arm. It's happening. It's beginning in the name of Jesus. Bam! Power just moves through those nerves. Come on. We just pray. God does the rest. Hallelujah. Come on over here, Steve.
He's coming for the same word. He's got nerve damage in the left arm that's affected his hand.
Do you feel anything right now?
No,
Lord, I pray that power would move through the nerves in that arm in the name of Jesus. Just bam, dunamis power. Just begin to move in the arms in the name of Jesus. Can you feel any sensation now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I was 2 years old child and I...
You were what? I'm sorry, speak up.
2 years baby and I fell off from three-story flat.
You fell off of something?
Three-story building.
So, Lord, I pray that the part of his brain, nerves, muscles damaged after the fall... Healing go into your body in the name of Jesus. Healing go into your body. We're going to turn on the keyboard. Hallelujah. Just quietly, we're going to play. Come on over here, sweetheart. Which word is she responding to?
The tumors in the stomach. She's responding to tumors in the stomach, but she also has leukemia as well.
Leukemia. Did I have a word about... I didn't have a word about tumors in the stomach. I had a word about a hernia in the stomach, but I gave a testimony about tumors in the stomach, so I believe God can heal the tumors in your stomach. Are you in pain at all right now? Do you have pain, sweetheart?
Yeah.
You have pain right now? I'm going to pray for you. Can you just lift your hands up? This is Jesus tonight. He's going to touch you. And I'm going to command tumors and leukemia. Devil, cancer, leukemia, come out of this body right now in the name of Jesus. Power just begin to flow through her body right now. hold, put your hand on your stomach for a moment, and we command every tumor in your body to wither and die in the name of Jesus Christ. The power is flowing now. Hallelujah. Can you feel any sensation? What are you feeling?
I feel it's getting cooler.
Cool. Can you press on your stomach? Did you have pain before?
Yeah.
Can you have any pain right now?
Not so
really
much.
Check it. Really check it. Yeah, check it good. Check it. Is there any pain now? No pain now? Lord, I thank you for healing, and I pray the leukemia in her bones would be healed too. In Jesus' name, okay? Come on. We're going to pray with people in just a moment. If you have your cell phone, I want you to stand up. If you got your cell phone, we're going to pray right now. People watching in the living rooms, I want you to have time to receive tonight. Just get out your telephone in your living room, in front of your television, in front of the computer. I have a cell phone. Can I have my cell phone? Where's my cell phone? I have a cell phone. Can I have my cell phone? Thank you, John. Thank you, John. I have my cell phone. Just get out your cell phone and call up somebody. I'm going to give you just a moment, right, all over the room. Just begin to call somebody somewhere that needs a healing. Call them on the telephone. In your living room, in your church.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Just call them on your telephone. Hallelujah. You can reach out in faith and call the number on the TV screen and someone will pray for you on the telephone. But we're just going to do that right now, all over the room. Just go ahead.
Hey, Dad, this is Steve.
We're going to believe God right now. Yes. If you have a cell phone, stand up. I want to see every person that has a cell phone. In fact, I want you to come forward and just stand in front of the altar. Only if you have a cell phone. Just come forward. Come forward. Now, if you got somebody on your cell phone, come forward. Somebody on the telephone, just come stand. I want you to get close enough so when I start praying, we're going to pray with you on your cell phone. Just come and gather. Get in front of your television. Get in front of the living room. I know it's ridiculous. You've never done it before, but I'm in faith. The healing word, and we're reaching out, we're linking up with media and cell phone technology to release the healing presence and word, to command infirmity to come out of your body. Cancers are going to be healed. People in hospitals are going to be healed. Lord, I pray people on life support are going to be healed. God, people's brain is going to have activity again. The brain is being touched right now. God, thank you for heart conditions, heart failure being healed, organ transplant healings right now, liver healing. Somebody that needs a new liver right now in the name of Jesus. Just get them on the phone. Get them on the phone. Just going to give one more minute as people are coming. Just coming forward. You've never seen this on television before. Get ready. Get ready. You could put your telephone up against the speaker on your TV. Put your telephone up against the radio, the internet, the computer. And we're going to pray with the people. In fact, we're going to do this. You're going to pray a prayer with me out loud as I pray. You're going to pray a prayer with me together. We're going to all pray. You're going to pray with me in your homes. We're all going to pray together. And then I'm going to pray. And then after I pray, we're going to ask the people on the other end of the phone what's happening to them, if they receive anything. And you can just tell them to take one hand and put it on the part of their body that needs healing. You could put your hand on the person in your home. You can lay hands on them in the hospital. You can lay hands on the television. Just whatever you need to do to get in faith. And tell them on the other end of the phone they might feel something. Fire, burning, heat, electricity, just something. Just tell them on the phone to get ready. The Holy Ghost is going to move on their body. God's going to heal Lou Gehrig's disease. Somebody watching me, Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a word from heaven. It's a rare, not many people have this condition, but I just heard the Lord call out the healing of Lou Gehrig's in the name of Jesus. Lou Gehrig's disease, healing now. I've never had a testimony in our ministry, but I see the power of God touching somebody with Lou Gehrig's disease. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
We're going to pray together.
Yes.
Everybody's going to pray with me. Use your authority. Pray in your living room. Use your authority. You ready? Let's pray together. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
I command right now every spirit of infirmity, come out of that body. In the name of Jesus, I command every sickness, I command every disease, come out of that body. In the name of Jesus. And I command now that every tumor, and I command every cancer, I command every disease, I command every sickness, come out of that body now. In the name of Jesus, I loose the Holy Ghost. I loose the Holy Ghost. I release the Holy Spirit into your body. In the name of Jesus, I command healing. Healing come into your body. And I command the pain to go. Command all the pain to go. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Receive it in your body. In the name of Jesus. I release it to you now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to move your body. Begin to move your body. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Hold up your phone. Hold up your phone. Put it up to your TV. Put it up to the computer, the speaker. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command there to be a release of the healing word. We speak it now, that there's angels that are being released now, bringing healing even into the hospital rooms, healing into the living rooms, church altars around the world. And I command in the name of Jesus, every spirit of infirmity, affliction, depression, demonic oppression, I command demonic torment, I command every demonic voice, bipolar, schizophrenia, I command every demonic power in the name of Jesus to come out of your body, to release your mind. I rebuke heart attacks, heart attack healing. I command conditions, cancers, tumors, go. Cancers and tumors begin to leave your body now in the name of Jesus. Bleeding ulcers being healed now. Broken collarbone being healed now. Fractured right elbow being healed now. Father, in the name of Jesus, the swelling and the pain in your stomach being healed now. We release healing, dizzy spells, epileptic seizures being healed now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for touching asthma, chronic severe asthma, lungs opening now, breathing now, in the name of Jesus, the pain in your chest going, in the name of Jesus, healing, knee replacement, hip replacement. God, I pray for joints, joint healing, arthritic pain, go, fibromyalgia, go, chronic fatigue, go, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now ask them what they're feeling on the phone. Ask them what they're feeling. Ask them what they're feeling. Ask the person watching. You're watching me in your living room. Ask them what they're feeling. Something's happening. Ask them, is the pain gone? The tumor gone? Can you do something you couldn't do? Get out of your wheelchair and walk. Stand on your feet. God, I pray that eyes would open, ears would open in the name of Jesus. Come on, pick up the number on your screen. Call us. Something's happening. Send us a testimony if you're watching and something's happening. Awakening at God.TV. You're watching the program right now and there's healing happening. Send us a testimony quickly. Awakening at God.TV. We'll get it in the meeting right now as people are responding. Now, on the telephone, does anybody have somebody? Just wave at me if something's happening on the cell phone. Right here? Come up here. Anybody else on the cell phone? Something just happened. Come up here. Come up here. Anybody else? Something's happening? Come up here. Come up here. Just a handful. Come up here, sweetheart. Hallelujah. Quickly. Come up here. Up here. Bring her up here. Bring her up here. It's okay. Bring her up here. Come on. Quickly, quickly, quickly. People are getting healed. We're getting testimonies. We're going to call out some of the testimonies, people in their living rooms. We're getting your testimony, awakening at God.TV. Tell us what's happening in your home. Tell us what's happening on the cell phone. Send us an email right now. You got a testimony right now?
God, they're flying in through the email system.
Come
right
on, we
now.
Got testimonies coming in from around the world right now. We're getting your testimony live. What's happening?
This young boy that we're looking at here, they've sent in 5 prayer requests, believing in faith. He couldn't speak before, and he's just started to utter some words for the first time.
5 times they sent a prayer request. 5 times. And the boy could not speak. He's now uttering words. Is that what's happening?
He's starting to speak.
God, open his mouth. I command the deaf and dumb spirit to come out of his voice, out of his mouth. You know what? We have an anointing when we pray for learning disabilities, bipolar, schizophrenia. When I pray for people that are deaf, the Lord spoke to me many years ago that many of these conditions, epileptic seizures, conditions in the brain, in the mind, learning disabilities, attention deficit disorder, dyslexia, many of them were because of, there's a spirit called the deaf and dumb spirit. It's not, it doesn't just mean you can't hear. Many deaf people get healed too, but I'm going to invite people to come forward and just stand at the altar. If you have a learning disability, bipolar, schizophrenia, epilepsy, or you're totally deaf, I'm going to invite you to come stand at the altar right now, because people watching me, many of you, deaf and dumb spirit, go. I break it. Bipolar healing, schizophrenia healing, autism healing, attention deficit disorder healing, opening up deaf ears healing. What's happening here? Any more testimonies coming in on the iPad? I'd love to hear some more in just a moment. What's happened here?
He has his wife's sister on the phone in the hospital next door.
In Victoria Hospital next door.
She had difficulty moving her legs.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.